Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 241.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 241. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. And this particular episode is going to be episode 2 in a new mini series. Excuse me. Wow, I'm all amped up right now. I'm releasing. And this mini series, if you haven't heard, you definitely want to go check out video 1 because this is going to be video 2. This is going to be my lecture on video 2 on the 4 major hidden mistakes that are in jazz piano education. And not just jazz piano education, all jazz education. And I've encountered this throughout my experience and career in jazz, teaching, playing, being around lots and lots of jazz. And I see it to this day, and it bothers me because these 4 things severely prevented me from learning in a fast way, in an easy way, and in a way that I was able to actually see results and make some progress that I was happy with. And it took me a very, very long time because of these 4 issues in order to reach my jazz piano goal and my dream and allow me to play with the freedom that I always wanted. You know, that when I put on albums and I heard Oscar play, you know, all these amazing cats, Wynton Kelly, Red Garland, Chick, Keith, you name it. Like anytime I listened to these people, I wanted to be able to do what they did, play with freedom and ease and expression and just really emote what I wanted. And these 4 things never allowed me to achieve that in any sort of way, really. And these were the roadblocks. And so I really feel that this episode is really, really important to all students. Again, it's a step back from putting a microscope on notes and music and voicings and things like that. This is really shifting the lens to jazz education in itself and how it helps the student. Like, is it helping the student? Why is it not helping the student? Why is it not helping you? Right? And these are the things I really care about because I spent so much money, so much time, so much pain, frustration, self-doubt, and in my abilities and my just, you know, ability to actually do this. I didn't think I was good enough for the longest time. You know, I felt like a failure. I felt completely defeated. I felt like I was dumb. I was stupid. This is honestly, it's hard for me to talk about every time I go into this kind of stuff. And I don't like to do it often, but I feel like it's very important. I do it about once a year. And I really care about these issues because they're bigger than just notes. I mean, these are the driving factors that push us to learn music or might be the reason that we quit and someone never learns music because they think they're dumb, because they think they're stupid. And I've gone through all these thoughts. I've had all these thoughts. I've had all these, you know, self-afflicting kind of moods and things going through jazz education and studying with teachers and buying resources and going through this journey that felt completely just wish-wash, you know, like how does this all connect? I never saw a plan. I never saw a path. Anyway, I'm getting on my own soapbox again, but that's what this episode is for, and that's what all this series is for. But luckily, in video number 3, which is coming up next after this one, this episode number 3, I should say, in episode number 3, I'm going to go over the solutions to the problem because, like I say, and you're going to hear in episode 3, I went and tried all these things, and I couldn't find what I wanted. I never found what I wanted. And finally, I said, to heck with it. If I can't find what I want, I'm going to create it. And that's exactly what I did. And essentially, it's part of the story of how Jazz Piano School came to fruition, right? So I don't want to jump ahead, but that's coming soon. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/miniseries, jazzpianoschool.com/miniseries, and you'll be brought to the latest video in the series that's been released. If you're listening currently as we're releasing this during this week, you'll get access to that. And essentially, that will give you access to all the episodes. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/BlackFriday2021 to get on our email list for all the details about the release of our new playbooks and the solutions to all these issues that I'm talking about in these episodes, and obviously all the amazing jazz piano education that we have to offer. Okay, jazzpianoschool.com/miniseries. And you can listen here on the podcast as well, but you can go watch it. That's why you don't need to sign up for anything. You can just go to miniseries. You can watch the videos. They're completely free. They're on YouTube as well. They're on this podcast. Lots of ways to listen to the education of this miniseries that is me talking about my jazz piano journey, the four hidden major jazz piano mistakes that I see in jazz education, and then in episode three, the solutions that I created, the systems, the methods, and the strategies that helped me achieve jazz piano freedom, as well as everyone that's come through Jazz Piano School, thousands and thousands of members and students. Okay, so that's it. I think with that being said, let's jump right into this episode. Here we go. Hey there, it's Brendan from Jazz Piano School, and in this episode, I want to share with you the four hidden mistakes of today's jazz education. So if you're someone who's currently learning jazz piano right now, I've actually identified four major issues that are probably taking away a lot of the results you should be making and seeing in your playing. But maybe you are making some progress, right, as you're starting to learn jazz piano, but wouldn't it be nice to double that amount or triple it, right? And if you're thinking of starting to learn jazz piano, you haven't started yet, but you're just contemplating it, right? These are the things that you're most likely going to run into that could keep you from getting the results that you want for yourself. So the very first big issue I see consistently is the lack of structure and connectivity of all the educational material in jazz. I see this all the time, right? So if you log into a jazz piano website, what you usually find these days is a library full of jazz piano lessons, right? Just a full library. Now, the student, they then go in, poke their head around, pick videos and lessons and topics that they're interested in and that they want to learn, right? Pretty standard. Then after they've gone through a couple of lessons on maybe the blues, for example, right? Then they'll go to the solo piano lesson, and then maybe they go to an improvisation lesson. The same thing happens on YouTube. Now, there is a huge problem with this method. The student is essentially acting as the teacher, meaning they're picking and choosing the material to learn based on their own desire, not what's right for them in that current moment. Now, I want you to picture this. Can you imagine first learning to drive, and you get in the car and you go right onto the highway, right? Now, clearly that new driver isn't ready for that at all. Like, how could getting on the highway possibly benefit them as they're first starting to learn how to drive, right? I mean, sure, the highway's fun, get to go fast. And of course, all new drivers probably want to go fast in the car. I know I did, you know, but they're simply not ready for that yet. Now, I want you to picture this. Can you imagine someone getting access to like 100 different cars? They walk in a lot, 100 different cars, and someone saying, here you go, choose any car you want. Right? To learn how to drive it. Just choose whatever car you want to learn how to drive it and go do whatever you want. That's crazy. That would never happen, right? But this is what happens all the time in jazz education. The student walks into the lesson, and half the time, the first question out of the teacher's mouth is, so what do you want to learn today? Or better yet, what do you want to work on today? Now, when my teachers said this, I always thought, I was like, you're the teacher, right? Aren't you supposed to teach me what I should be learning based on my skill level with some assessment or something like that? Moving on. The second major mistake I see appears in the material that is taught that directly causes a student's return on investment for their time and money to drop to zero. My teacher was always showing me. He was always having me sit beside him and watch and try to play and copy what he was doing. Now, I want you to ask yourself a very important question. Is the material you are learning
from YouTube and other online jazz piano websites actually teaching you, or is it just showing you? Is it teaching you how to fish so you can eat for a lifetime, or is it just giving you the fish so you can eat for the day? Because 99% of all jazz education out there is simply giving you what you need so you're content in that moment. It's not actually teaching you how to do it on your own. Now, this is where I had a huge, huge problem and was stuck for years. For years, I was under the impression I was actually learning jazz, right? But like you heard in yesterday's video, 3 years went by with that teacher, and I still only knew three tunes. And when I use the word knew, I use that lightly because I didn't actually know the tunes. I would sit down at the piano and play the tunes, but the way I played them was exactly the way my teacher did. I just played and copied what he showed me. I was just copying everything he had played. I wasn't making any of my own music, and I certainly wasn't spontaneously creating new jazz things, right? I wasn't playing jazz at all, really. This means that my $80 per week investment, I'd been paying this teacher at New England Conservatory in Massachusetts for 3 years, had essentially a zero return on investment. I wasn't taught anything. You see what I'm getting at? But don't feel too bad, okay, if this is what's been happening to you. I'm not trying to get you down. It's really hard to know this because you're not the teacher. We just don't know. We place our trust and money in these resources, websites, books, and teachers, and we expect that we are learning when in actuality, we're really not. Now, the rub lies in our own ability to just sit down and do it on our own, right? For example, when a famous jazz pianist plays autumn leaves and posts their transcription of their performance and then goes through it and talks about what they're playing, right? Kind of like analyzing it. This happens all the time. And guess what? It's super cool. I love it. I love watching these videos because it gives us an inside look into what this super famous professional is playing, right? We finally get to see all the voicings they're using, the fills they're playing, and we see all the notes instead of just listening. Now, this can be pretty magical, right? Seeing the notes of everything they're playing, to be able to stare at all those notes, but remember, they're just notes. Once you ask yourself, what are these notes actually teaching you? Do you understand the why that professional played them? Like, why did they play the notes? What concepts are being implemented to create those sounds? Do you understand the concepts? Can you explain it in simple terms? And do you have a practice strategy to implement it into your own playing? And that's where the burning question comes up. Can you do it on your own? Not play what the pro just played in their transcription, right? Not read the notes, but play autumn leaves and create a spontaneous arrangement from your own heart that's yours. For years, the answer for me was no. And after seeing thousands of students go through the same thing and having their answer be no as well, I realized this was a deeply rooted issue in jazz education. Moving on. The third major problem I see is that 95% of most jazz education starts with tunes. And why wouldn't it, right? Our goal is to play jazz tunes on the piano, so that's what we want to work on, right? We want to work on the tune. Well, let me ask you this. Does a professional baseball player practice hitting in games with all that pressure on them? Or do they practice outside of games so that when it comes time for the game, they can execute in the moment without thinking and hit extremely well, right? Well, of course, they take batting practice outside of the game. Duh, we all know this. Athletes and any other performers practice outside of their performance environment. They practice specific, nuanced, technical, and foundational details over and over and over again so that when it does come time to execute, they can do it smoothly without thought. They do it instinctually, spontaneously, right? So then in jazz, why is 95% of jazz piano resources and websites giving us transcriptions of tunes that the teacher plays for us to read so that we can play them? This is our so-called jazz education. Now you need to remember, tunes are just a predetermined set of chords with a melody. I'll say it again. Tunes are just chords with a melody. This means if we have a specific jazz piano concept and we put in enough work outside of the tune, right, with all the different chord variations, when we go to play that tune, or any tune for that matter, it should be a piece of cake because we've already prepared ourselves for all the possible chord variations. You need to think of tunes as the blueprint. So many times we go straight to the tune. If you're building a house and you have a blueprint to build the house, does this mean you can build the house? No. You need lots and lots of tools, don't you, right? Hammers, wrenches, saws. You need a lot of resources. You need wood, pipes, floors, etc. The blueprints are just there as the outline. Once you have all your tools, then you're ready to go. You can start to use your tools to build any house you want. And of course, when I say build any house, I truly mean play any tune you want. When you have your tools, you can play any tune you want. So again, it's terribly unfortunate, but the majority of the time, the student is already being set up for failure. They're being given lots and lots of blueprints, lots of tunes, lots of transcriptions of the tunes, but they have no tools in their tool bag to bring that blueprint to life. Now, the last mistake I've experienced and seen is that most of the education is meant to deliver instant gratification because, of course, who doesn't want instant gratification, right? It's what I call the ice cream effect. Now, don't get me wrong, I love ice cream, but it is instant gratification. Meaning once it hits your mouth, your taste buds and your brain light up like a Christmas tree. And we all know that sugar is going straight into your system, right? In jazz, this is relatable to being shown a voicing with a whole bunch of extensions, right? Super cool, and we can use it again and we know it, or being given a ton of 2-5-1 licks, or being given an advanced transcription of a tune like Autumn Leaves from a professional, like I just talked about. The thing that's missing in a lot of today's jazz education is a path, is a system for teaching you. Let me give you an example. If I offered you $100 right now, or said I'll teach you a system that will take a month, but will make you $500 whenever you want, what would you choose? Hopefully, you would choose to learn the system. But of course, some people would still choose to take the $100 because they want that instant gratification, right? Because it gives us the thing we want immediately. This is a perfect analogy. You're not actually being taught a system. You're not being shown the path to help you create and play voicings or improvise. What are the steps needed for you to learn how to play these voicings on your own? What learning steps do you need to go through to allow your abilities to spontaneously play voicings with these extensions on the spot? That's the true question, right? Because just playing other people's quick fix voicings or non-think voicings or magic voicings or all these other names for them that people come up with, it's not teaching you the steps to create them on your own. They're quick and easy for a reason. That's because it's not a system you can use and integrate into your own playing. It's like a band-aid. It's a quick fix. Now, in order for a student to achieve real progress and results and play jazz piano freely, they need to walk down the path and learn all the small steps that lead them to unlocking their own talent, not someone else's talent. This goes for every single jazz piano category. What are the specific steps that need to be learned to excel at improvisation, for example? What is the path to learn how to create and play beautiful, lush voicings on the spot, filled with colors and extensions on your own? What is the system for learning solo piano so you can actually sit down at the piano and open up to any new tune and feel confident that you can immediately play it and sound amazing at the same time? Because I'll tell you one thing, I never thought there were any systems to any of those things I just mentioned. I never thought there were actual steps involved in learning jazz. I just thought it would just click. If I just kept going, it would click someday. But guess what? It never did. And now, after years and years of learning, teaching, studying, quitting, getting back on, I do know all the steps to improvisation, blues, solo piano, and ballads. I know the systems for improvising and building voicings on the spot, switching styles flawlessly, and so much more. Why do I know the path? Why do I know the steps? Why do I know the system? Because I created them myself. In order to solve this major ongoing problem I experienced for so many years and still see so many other students just like yourself experiencing as well to this day. And that's just the hard truth. So those are what I kind of call the four biggest jazz piano education mistakes that are quietly hidden behind the scenes that most people don't even realize that are happening. I didn't. And they might experience it a little bit and kind of know in their gut, like something's wrong here, right? But for the most part, they fly under the radar and they just secretly steal your progress and jazz piano dream away from you without you even realizing it. That's exactly what happened to me. But here's the good news. Like I said in the first video, I built Jazz Piano School because of these mistakes. My motivation to create Jazz Piano School was so I could put an end to all these educational issues. I created the solutions that students need to excel and experience real results because of the mistakes I just talked about. These solutions and systems are now inside of Jazz Piano School. Right? So how can I give students a better, clearer, more enjoyable educational experience that allows them to accomplish their jazz piano dream? And also do it in a way that's easier and very understandable, that gives them the system, the plan that is built for all levels. Whether you're just starting out or you've been playing for 3 years or maybe even 10 years, right? I built Jazz Piano School to be the solution to all of this. And over the past 6 years, it's done just that. And I'm extremely excited to go over the solutions and systems inside of Jazz Piano School in the next episode so you can actually see them in action. You can see what's happening, right? You can see how it all works and how it's helped thousands of students just like you accomplish their jazz piano dream. So if you're watching this video, right? You are in our community. I'm not posting this video all over the place, really. It's just a little buildup to our brand new educational release of playbook courses that's happening on Black Friday that I can't wait to share with you. I'll see you in the next episode, which is going to be released very shortly, where I'll explain how I created the solutions inside of Jazz Piano School, how I created the systems needed to fix all of the issues that I just talked about in today's video. Hope you have a fantastic day, and as always, happy practicing.